My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we're going to talk about why your employees should have side hustles.
So, you know, some businesses and owners and companies don't like it when people working at your company don't have side hustles. And we're not a company that says, and Eric could be a little bit different, but at my company, we're not a company that says you cannot no matter what. And also, just being honest, we don't want people to have side hustles that takes up more time than their work, because that's not fair to be paying someone in which they're spending all their time on their side hustle and not the job that you're paying them for. So there needs to be some sort of balance. And assuming you can get there, which isn't too hard, at least with side hustles, the really big thing that I think about is if that can help that person sharpen up their skills and make them better at what they're doing, why not? It's going to make them a better employee, better human. And I know this sounds bad to say, but not everyone's meant to be a full-time employee. Not everyone's meant to stay at a company forever. And that's okay. And what I think companies need to do is embrace people for who they are and help encourage whatever they want to do and help them achieve their goals, even if that involves not being at your company in the long term.
Yep. So here's why I'm at with side hustles. I mean, we actively encourage it. There's a reason why the book's called Leveling Up. I mean, we want to take people from zero to job ready to leader ready. And leader ready means they could start their own thing. And the messaging we give people is we say, hey, look, if you start a side hustle, you know, it's going to be great for us. You know, the learnings will translate over to the company. And if it takes off, great. You should focus full time on it. And by the way, when you open it up like that, when you open the communication, people aren't hiding things. You can actually invest in some of these people too. So whether it's, you know, 2%, 5%, 10%, 20% in their business, they're going to appreciate it. You have the relationship right there. So that if they have a good idea and there's traction and it's growing, you're going to be one of the first investors, right? Because you gave them a chance initially to have a job. So I think there's benefit there. And to Neil's point, we actively encourage side hustles, but A, they can't be competitive to us. B, they need to be working on the side hustles during after hours, because it sucks if we're paying you money and you're working on your side hustle. And then the other thing too is, look, even if their side hustle doesn't work out, that probably gives them enough experience to understand, okay, here's how I hire people. Here's what I need to do to manage people. And they've kind of done training on their own to become kind of director level, VP level, or just, you know, type of manager level. So I think it's great. And we actually have people talking about their side hustles, that they share their side hustles. So people aren't like trying to hide things. I mean, it's an open community, right? We're all just trying to get better.
The biggest thing that we see side hustles provide is it helps people learn how to be more scrappy. And we want them to take that within the work environment and also use that with our customers. So that's why we love side hustles. And when I mean scrappy, I'm not talking about in a shady way or cutting corners. I'm talking more about, not every company has the resources, and you don't want your employees and your coworkers to think, oh, they don't have the resources, they don't have the capital, so we can't do anything. It's like, no, think outside the box, figure out how to get things done even when the odds are against you. And when employees have side hustles, we found that those employees tend to be more scrappy, and they try to figure out how to help our customers win even when the odds are against them, more than the ones who don't have as many side hustles.
Yeah, I mean, they learn how to make it happen, right? We have one person that's leaving us in June. You know, he's a senior person and he's focusing full time on his dog product company. And so when he delivered the news to the team, they were devastated. But at the same time, it's like, you can't help but feel happy for the person long term, because if they're going to do it, they're going to do it anyway. At least in this case, they're being transparent and they're giving you a lot more time with the notice too, because that goodwill has been built up, right? So you got to think about that too. So that is it for today. If you want to learn more about how to not only grow your business, but make your employees happy, go to marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE, to hang out with Neil and myself September 19th to the 22nd. And we will catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.